You're listening to the Peak Performance Podcast, a podcast about fitness, wellness, rehab, recovery, and all things relevant to keeping you at your peak performance.
Each episode, we talk about things that are relevant to our gym, with our members, and overall observations from our day-to-day coaching and running our box.
Our goal is to educate our listeners on things that are relevant to living a healthy lifestyle inside and outside of the gym.
Be sure to subscribe to our show anywhere you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode. Also, give us a rating, a share, and like our podcast to help us get out and reach more people.
Now here's your hosts,
Dave
and Corian.
All right, we're back. The Peak Performance Podcast. I am Coach Dave.
Coach Corian.
And this is episode 113.
Bum, ba-dum, bum.
And the title of this episode is Action versus Intention. We'll get into that and what we mean here, but we have some icebreaker questions. Who wants to start? You always start.
I was going to say, I asked you first last time, I think.
Okay, so this question to Corian is interesting. We're going to hear why, and you got to explain why.
Oh, God.
So would you rather travel back in time to meet your ancestors, or would you rather go to the future and meet your descendants?
This is an easy one. First of all, we're not having kids.
I know, so I'm just saying.
I know. There's going to be other family. But I'm just saying, like, that doesn't particularly care for me. We all know that I love kind of like my Scandinavian Viking heritage. So I would definitely go back to see my ancestors and, like, where, like, who they were and what they were, especially, like, a lot of the women in my family. I would love to see where I get my stubbornness, fierceness. Dave's squinting at me. My drive, my enthusiasm, my hyperness. He's making a lot of faces right now, guys.
Okay, I like it. I knew that's the one you'd pick, but I thought it was a cool...
It is a cool one. I like
cool
it.
Question. What do you got? What
this,
you got?
This will be funny for you, I think, because I can't imagine you ever thinking about this before. If you were on a reality show, what kind of reality show would it be? Where do you feel like I'm losing my voice today?
I don't know. Either like I'd do a cooking show.
A reality cooking show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or I could do like, I don't know, the business of fitness, follow us around a little bit, show the life of a gym owner. That one would just be easy because I just have to have a camera crew following.
Wow. Okay. All right. Just stick with what you know. I got it. Nothing outside of the norm. Nothing cool and different. Did you not grow up with like road rules and like what was the house one where they lived in the house? But the house one wasn't my favorite. Real world. The road rules was mine because they got to go do things. So they went traveling around in other countries and lived in other countries.
I watched it, but that was my brother who mainly watched it.
My brother wanted to be on Real World so bad.
So did mine.
So bad.
I think if you asked him right now, he'd probably still want to be on.
I'm pretty sure my brother Paul would too.
All right. So let's get into it. We'll try it, guys. We're going to try not to make this one an hour and a half long episode like our last one.
I can't make promises.
All right. We had a long day at the gym. We had some good workouts this morning, and then we had our friends at the Wisconsin National Guard come in with some of their recruits.
Yeah.
We'll put on a little workout for them who are looking to, I guess, maybe like join the military.
They're in the process of joining.
But, you know, they have some strict standards, so they reached out to us and asked, hey, we're getting a lot of people who can't pass these tests.
Or need guidance on what sort of things are required, like would help them to get to the place where they were passing the test.
Yeah, so they did that. And then this past week we did 21.2.
Ugh.
I'll be honest, guys, I was super disappointed. Like, I was, like, not disappointed. I was disappointed in how I finished. Obviously, you want to finish them, right? That's the point. I don't really care about my time. I always just want to finish a fucking open workout at some point. But I hate all the fucking open workouts. So, Dave Castro, if you're listening to this, fuck you. I hate them all. Anyway.
Someone's aggressive today.
When that workout came out, what did went through your mind?
Instantly, I wanted to vomit.
Yeah, that was I told you guys on the video that is not my favorite workout.
In the top five worst workouts to do, that is one of them that I would, unless being programmed in a comp, I would never do just because.
Yeah, it's not fun.
No.
High reps, like, it's just, yeah. It's definitely a mental toughness. But I got, like, dizzy, and we're in the round of 40. Started getting dizzy, and, like, I was kind of starting, like, the room was, like, getting smaller. My sound was going, it was weird, and then, like, I started not feeling well.
You were definitely blacking out.
Yeah, I was starting to get to that point. So I did exactly what I told everyone not to do. I think I went too fast in the round of 10 and 20, which...
It's hard to not do.
In the beginning, I was thinking, like, oh, I'm doing great, like, or whatever, that's a good pace, and then, yeah, no, it's not. And then I watched Brian Sasaki, who had a great pace. You know, he just really slow, methodical with every movement, didn't try to, you know, push the last round, obviously, in the burpees to get done, but I was like, I thought that's what I was doing, but no, nope, didn't listen to my thing.
Yeah, that one is definitely not one that I would recommend for a lot of people. I mean, I get it. Like, I'm showing your fitness. I mean, it's two full body moves, basically. And it's explosiveness, and it's cardio, and it's mental grit, and it's, you know, stamina. And so, like, I get, like, while that workout is a good workout for, like, overall, like, fitness. But, man, yeah. I know it's a couple up on that belt that I would never, unless I absolutely had to, like this, with the open and other stuff. I almost contemplated, like, fuck it, I'm out of the open. Like, I don't even, like, I'm not doing it. I was in my second set of burpee box jump overs, and I just wanted to hurl already. And, like, because I knew where I was going, and my feet were cramping, but I haven't, like, again, last week with the dops was the first time I did a high volume dops. I also haven't been doing box jumps, or, like, my burpees have been altered because of my foot, and, like, all these things. So my foot just, like, in my shoe wanted to be, like, a claw and, like, curl up. And it just made it, like, I can push through, like, nausea. I can push through, like, cardio pain, like, muscle fatigue. But, like, cramping is, like, a whole different, like, devil. And, man, Paulo's quad cramped so bad he made me nervous jumping on the boxes. But he pushed through, too.
Yeah. It was a great to watch a lot of people, I think, push. And, like I said, it was something out of their comfort zone. Like, Kat being fearful of jumping on those boxes but able to get through it. You know, it was amazing to see some of the athletes. And that's what I like. I like seeing people kind of push out of their comfort zone. This isn't about me, it's about you guys. So I enjoy that part of the open.
Yeah, absolutely.
Puts you guys into a different realm. You know, everybody gets a little nervous. Like Johnny and Greg were telling me that they're like, I don't know why, it's just a workout. But for whatever reason, like, I've been thinking about this all day and now I'm nervous because we're about to do it. And I'm like, there's just this...
Because our expectations are high.
Maybe. Yeah. It just gets you. So yeah. It's a good thing to sometimes have that.
Yeah.
So let's get into it. Today was something that we write down topics every once in a while to figure out, like, you know, if something comes across your mind, and then we're going to later do a podcast episode on it.
So I think it's funny that during the flow session today, like, that's how my body works, right? I, like, movement causes me to think and gives me ideas and, like, gets me all, like, pumped up. And so, like, during the flow session today with the 930 crew, like, I wrote down, like, 8 topics of podcasts.
Yeah, so I'm like, save those. We need those.
I know. I just hate when I'm, like, in the mood to talk about it. And then, like, later we'll go to podcasts. I'm like, I'm not really in the mood.
So we said the title of this episode is Action versus Intention. And this can be applied to anything.
Rebecca, when you listen to this, when you do the Google image, can you have, like, the word action and then intention with, like, the, like, pow in the middle? Like, pow. No.
Like a fist, yeah, like the old Batman shows.
All right, tangent. Sorry,
well, let's
guys.
Let's see. Is Rebecca really listening to this? I know I'm going to get a message on that one later. I'm kidding. I know she does.
Love you.
Takes all our notes. Last poor episode, I felt bad for her. three separate sit-downs, guys. Sorry. Okay, we're going to keep this one short.
Action versus intention. So what's an action?
An action is applying yourself to make it happen, to do something,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
So in our realm, we're going to talk about, you know, it could be I'm going to eat better. So I make intentions or actions. I go into the store and I buy.
You're going ahead. I was asking questions.
you buy the food that's going to be healthier.
Yeah, buying food, going to the gym, going for walks, having difficult conversations with loved ones or friends or coworkers. Like, that's an action. So what's an intention?
I want to do that. Like, I want to do all that you just said.
Yeah. Yeah, so having the thought process of what you're going to do. Right. My intention is to wake up. My intention is to drive to work. My intention is to be nice to this person that I don't like. Whatever it is. So your action is like a physical or like, yeah, it's a physical thing you're doing. And an intention is a thought that you have.
Yes, and like we said, we can apply this because we hear this quite a bit. And it's not from anyone in particular, and it's not meant to come at anybody or call anyone out.
I do this. But I had an intention.
Yeah, we all do it.
I had an intention earlier this week, and I was like, I'm going to tell Dave my intention so that I can be held accountable to this thought that I have so that I'll be more likely to do it.
Yes, but I never heard
Did
it.
Did I?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
So I didn't take the action of telling Dave, and therefore now the rest of this week I've not done the intention.
Boom. So we do hear this quite a bit, right? Like people are always like, oh, I want to join your gym, or I want to eat better, but, right? There's usually that but there. Or, you know, they have the thought process of like, oh, I want to get in shape finally.
I want to get healthy. I want to run a marathon. I want to get stronger. I want to lose body fat. I want to look good in a bikini. Like, those are all intentions, and they're all great.
Yeah, and then slowly, it fizzles out. Or, like, maybe they make that first act. They sign up, or they do a trial class, or they come in. And then it falls off. Mm-hmm. You know, that's one of the biggest things we see is maybe they'll do it for 3 weeks. And I've said this numerous times. If you haven't listened to the book yet or read the book, Power of Habit. Why?
That's not what I thought you were going to say.
I'm impressed. Why is it so easy in the very beginning for those first 2 to 3 weeks? Is it so easy to, like, wow, I'm getting to the gym, and all of a sudden that month, 4 week mark, 5 week mark, 6 week mark, all of a sudden it kind of fizzles off, and you're just like, I don't know, like, I just don't want to go. So, like, in the beginning, you're going because it's exciting, because it's new. Like I said, it's exciting, so you want to do it because it's like something new. But to make a habit become a habit, they say it takes 6 to 8 weeks of continued habit building to finally break the old habit.
Yeah.
So you can do anything for a short period of 2 to 3 weeks, and then it's going to fall off.
Exactly. I think that is part of it. But the other thought or other thing behind that is you're creating like triggers. Of one thing leads to the next. So when you're creating these habits, people always tell me, and we talk about this, and I'm sure we've said this on a podcast before, people are like, well, I just can't get motivated. No one's fucking motivated a lot of the time. But you've created a trigger that creates your next action. So just think about, like, when you're taking care of your kids, right? You have to get up, you go in their room, you check on them. If they're young, you take them out of their crib, you probably change their diaper. Like, one action triggers the next. You can't change your kid's diaper without waking up, walking to their room, checking on them, lifting them out of the crib, putting them, so these are all trigger actions. So when people are like, well, I wanna work out, what is your first trigger action? That is, get off the couch, put your shoes on, drive to the gym, go in. Like, so, like, that's what, I guess, to me is motivation. Motivation is those actions that you're going, not the thought that I want to go.
Right. So what you're saying is we should prepare a little bit better on setting ourselves up for the success that we want to see.
Mm-hmm.
So if my intention in the morning is I'm going to hit the gym today, but you have a long day, right? Everybody has that work day, and it's been a crazy day. Things came up. Oh my gosh, stress. You go home, because now work's over. You're going to go home, and then you get home, you walk through the door, and you're like, I'm just going to sit down for a second. Class is in an hour. I'll sit down for a second. Maybe I'll turn the TV on, boom. Put your feet up, and within 10 minutes, now you've started getting tired. And now that you're coming down off that roller coaster of a day, and now it's like, well, now I'm not motivated. So how do we, I guess, that's one of the things I hear a lot is like, I work so crazy.
Yep.
You know, I can't, you know, this year's been messing with everyone's schedule. So how do you break that habit? That habit of, you know, I get home, I put my feet up just for that second, and now I just don't want
to
go.
Yeah. So this is what people come, obviously, and talk to me about with their goal sessions, but they do talk to you in passing and all that good stuff too. The thing is that people tell me, well, my intention is to come to this class. Okay. So what are your actions that you're doing? Well, I want to. No. Don't tell me what you want to do. What physically, what is reality? What's really happening? Well, what really happens is, you know, I work from home now. I stay in my, like, PJs kind of all day. I walk from my room into the living room. You know, and the thought of, like, grabbing my keys and my gym bag is, like, really hard. And I end up turning on the TV because I just need to decompress from working all day. Okay. There's actions there that are leading you to the wrong thing. You have to figure out what that first trigger action is and take it back. And one of the first ones that I've helped people identify when they're working from home right now is the fact that we have to stop working from home in our PJs. And stop working from home in our active wear. That is the biggest thing I've noticed, because people feel comfortable, right? So then they're like, I'll just wear my gym clothes so that way I'm ready to go to the gym. But the problem is your body and mind are now associating those gym clothes with work. So now if I tell you to go do something fun in that same outfit, even subconsciously, you don't even know it, your body's like, oh, but this is work time, and now that I'm depressed and I don't want to work. So then you're pulling yourself. So your action really doesn't even start at the end of your quote unquote work day. Your action starts when you wake up in the morning. How are you dressing for your at-home work? So that way you can decompress at 4 o'clock, you change out of your quote, I'm quoting, work clothes into active wear, which now gets you ready and like, this is my trigger to go to work, mm-hmm. not my trigger to work from home.
It's kind of like, you know, somebody who wakes up 3 or 4 in the morning, you know, and has that like routine of, they go to the gym that early, right? What do? They kind of have that same routine. Every time they, you know, they wake up, they'll shower, maybe, you know, and then they get in their clothes and they leave. Or
they probably got their coffee already.
Or let's just say somebody who works super, super early in the morning, right, and has to make maybe has to get to the train station by a certain time because that train's leaving no matter what.
You're either on time for work and early, or you're an hour late because you couldn't.
So you wake up, yeah, that sucks. But what's the first thing you do? You probably go out to the kitchen, you turn on your coffee maker, then you jump in the shower because that's gonna wake you up. You get in your work clothes, like you said, you know, get dressed for work, and then you come out, you have your coffee, you know, maybe you read the newspaper or whatever you're gonna do real quick, and then you know you're off to work. So there's that same habit. It gets you in that mindset of like, you know, that's kind of what triggers you. And that's what they say, like, if you are somebody who's an entrepreneur or somebody who works from home, like, have that morning routine that sets you up for success. Like, do the same thing every day, but like, you know, like, so the first thing you do, don't just look at your phone and scroll through Facebook, because now you just wasted a bunch of time and now you're surrounding yourself with a bunch of negativity. Wake up, meditate, journal, you know, to get a glass of water, to flush the system. All these things are things that you can do before getting sucked into something.
Yeah, and so what I want to point out is, like, we are so used to feeling like, well, this trigger worked for this person, or people that I know are successful, I think they do X, so therefore that's what I need to do, but it's not working. So, like, that's a pipe dream, like, that's fantasy. What's reality? And me and you talk about this all the time, because, like, I'm having a hard time now that we moved and we don't have an office and a desk. I fucking hate working from home. I can't, like, even though we have the extra quote-unquote hours in the morning, I'm stumped. I'm just not in it, because my triggers aren't there and I haven't reset, like, what makes me get into work mode. And so, because my trigger is, we drive in, I get to finish reading my book in the car, because God forbid I put my book down. And the second I walk into the gym, we put our food in the fridge, I take my bags to the back, I pull out my laptop, boom. Instantly I'm in work mode. And I can't do that at home because I haven't figured out that pattern yet. But what I have to do is and this is what my intention was to tell you this week. So I'm putting this out in the interwebs. I'm having a hard time getting up, and I'm not getting stuff done in the morning. So my intention is to ask you to help me in the mornings. What I know it's not working is because you keep the blinds closed and we don't have any light in our bedroom. And for me, that's very difficult. I would like to start setting an alarm again so that sunrise can wake me up. But I would hope that by you being awesome and bringing me coffee, maybe open the blinds if it's sunny out or turn on my lamp if it's cloudy, because that helps make me wake up. Then I can wake up earlier, have my time, and I think I'd be set in a better routine of then when I come out here, I've already had my me time and now I can start working after breakfast. So look, I had to be realistic that me waking up, so this is what I figured out. I was letting my body wake up when it wanted, which is fine, but at some point it's gotten me into this really bad habit of just like wanting to lounge in bed for way too long. So now I have to change that initial trigger. And that initial trigger is me getting up by light some way so I can get up early. So we have to look at what's reality, what are we doing, and what's not serving us a purpose, and then what do we need to switch that to in order to trigger a different following reaction and trickle-down effect.
So we just had an action and intention
yep.
play out right here in front of us. So Corian's intention is to get up and be more productive, right? She wants that. That's her intention. How many people could probably say it's pretty much the same thing? Well, I want to get up and go to the gym, but
I just can't get up.
Right? So we have the that intention. I want to get up. I want to make that early morning class because I know that the rest of the day is not going to be conducive to me getting to the gym. And I know that that early class will probably be the only class that can that I'll be able to make or, you know, with my schedule.
Mm-hmm.
But then your action doesn't allow for it because you're not changing the normal trigger.
Yes.
So your normal trigger would be like, well, what do you need to do? What do you normally do when you don't get to the gym? Well, I sleep in until 6 or, you know,
6:30.
I hit snooze. So like, okay. So you need to get out of that habit, and that's going to be something difficult. So what do? Maybe you have to set your alarm across the room.
That's what I first started when we first opened the gym, and Dave was still working third shift. He'd be working, and I'd have to go open.
That's snoozing.
I am a terrible snoozer, which is why I also allow my body to wake up when it wants. So in order for me to not be late to open to the gym, or when I had early morning like extra shifts in my old life, in order to not hit snooze or turn off my alarm, I had to start setting my alarm away from the bed that physically made me get up. Because when Dave wasn't there, who was very good about getting up and would kick me out of bed, I would just hit snooze or turn it off and then I'm late. So I had to change my trigger. My trigger's not rolling over and hitting my alarm and getting up. My trigger was I had to get up and go get it, which then changed my next action. Instead of laying back down, I walked to the kitchen. I started coffee.
Or maybe, you know, one of these things that we could recommend is, I would highly recommend is an alarm clock that has a light on it.
I love it.
So it slowly starts to ramp up the lightness and gets brighter. So, and I keep mine on the end of the nightstand, so I can't reach it. I have to physically sit up and reach across to get it. So that's one. And then, but the light then, when I'm sitting up, hits me in the eyes, and it kind of, you know, for one, it already slowly started waking me up because it brought light in the room, which automatically starts to kill that melatonin cycle. So then it starts to wake you up slowly, and then it's when I open my eyes to go hit the alarm to turn it off, then the light kind of wakes me up, and then it's like, all right, just, and then there, my habit is just to automatically get up. I hate snoozing anyways. It makes me feel more tired, so I don't snooze. I just get up. But that's like the habit I have built, and those are my triggers, right? And then I get out and I do my meditation, and then I get right to work after that with my coffee, of course. So I meditate while the coffee's brewing, and then and then it's done, and then I have my coffee, and then I can get right to work. So those are my habit loops that I have done for myself. I don't like early mornings. I hate it. But that's one thing, you know. I think those are the things we hear about those morning people who are just like, I just can't get up. Well, you need to change it. You need to, like, there's some examples. Put your alarm across the room, set it a little earlier, or, you know, just change up the alarm.
Yeah.
Your body gets used to that, you know, that one alarm, but, you know, it could be so easy to reach over and just
change
turn
the
it off.
Sound setting. Like, our light alarms have a couple different things. So I know ours spend, 15 minutes ramping up the light?
It's like 25 minutes, I think.
Each style of like sunrise alarm kind of has its own style. I know someone else said theirs only is like 10 minutes. It goes from basically like 0 to 100. So look into that, whatever you like. But then there is a backup alarm, quote unquote. And I say that because you can do different things. You can do birds chirping, you can do buzz, you can do whatever. So if you've like learned to tune out a certain sound and just be able to hit snooze when you're not even awake, just change your sound. Yep. Maybe that'll help.
Yep.
And then this goes for going to sleep. Everybody's like, well, I want to go to bed on time. I want to get more sleep. Are you changing your triggers? Did you stop watching TV? Did you put your phone down? Did you read a book? Did you close your computer? Like, what are those triggers that are keeping you up? Mm-hmm. What do you need to change in order to trigger yourself to be tired and go to bed?
Yeah, so that's, you know, like you said, the flip side is the, I want to get up early, but I can't go to sleep at night. Well, you know, you and I used to be third shifters, so we used to...
If I ever get the chance and allowance in our life to, like, go back to, like, a second-ish shift. I mean, I know that's where we are now, but we work a lot from home, so we are up early. I mean, like, second-ish, like, waking up between 9 and 11.
Yeah. And then being up till midnight and 1, 2 in the morning.
That would be
the
jam.
The point of that is, like, you know, so we were on thirds, we were on seconds, and our schedules have changed over the years dramatically, and we had to adjust for that. And like you said, with, you know, opening the gym, obviously your schedule changed up, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, I have to be up early. But that we had to, you know, had to adjust for that, and we had to make those accommodations to be able to do it.
Yeah.
You know? And you have to figure out, like, okay, if I have to be up early, I, you know, what I like to have 6 to 7 hours of sleep, so what time do you have to go to bed? So it takes you about a half hour to ramp down. So stop watching TV. TV is going to flood thoughts into your mind, and it's going to get you thinking. Get off social media by a certain time. Like, I don't look at social media after 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's done.
Phones nowadays actually have a setting where you can block apps from certain times. So you don't even have to put it on like a sleep mode in general. You can. But if you're like, hey, I still want messages and phone calls, I just want my Wi-Fi to not work, or my my social media apps, you can literally go in most smartphones and set, or you can even set, like, I only get X amount of time on this app per day.
Yeah.
I mean, they really do make it easy for you to change it. They just don't tell you about it. Like, the features are there. Just how many of us, like, actually, you're probably like, oh, I've heard of that, but, like, I never looked into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, we have the ability to do it.
The other big thing, I guess, I hear a lot, too, that, like, goes along with this is the fact that I hear all the time, I want to go, but
I need to work. So
I don't have time.
Yeah, I don't have time.
Main thing I hear, it's not necessarily, it could be anything. It doesn't have to be, I work too much, which is generally a lot now,
mm-hmm.
But it's more of, like, I just don't have time. But I said, it could be work mainly.
So this is the second half of this actions and intentions. I hear a lot of intentions from people when it comes to their fitness, their health, their lifestyle. But when I ask them why that's important to them, they have very vague, blank, or I will say scripted answers. Because to be honest, that's really not important to them. They just haven't taken the time to figure out what is important to them. And so therefore, they just give a blanket statement because it sounds good. Because this is what society wants from us, right? We should be healthy. I'm at a gym. I should want to be healthy. I've literally been doing consults for 6 years now. There ain't shit you can say in my chair that I have not heard. I've heard every reason and every excuse of why someone wants to do fitness. And I will not judge you on any of it because I don't give a fuck. It's not my place to tell you why fitness and health should be important to you. But I can tell you that some of the most random, obscure, or, like, honest truth, like, I'm like, oh, you're going to make it. You're going to stick. Because you're willing to, like, understand those deep-seated emotions. But when you're sitting here telling me, well, I want to be fit, and I'm like, well, why? And you're like, well, because I should. And then you do the buts. I don't have time. I work. I don't know how. Everything hurts. It's hard for me. All these things. It's because it's not a priority. Dave and I love the gym so much that I was completely willing to change my lifestyle for this. It is my priority. Now, if you told me I have to go get a regular job again, I'm probably not going to make the most of it. I'm not going to get up early. I'm not going to go to bed because it's not my main priority. I don't really care about it.
Mm-hmm. So I think this is what I get from it. It's weird to me because I guess my fitness is important to me.
And always has been. You've always been a gym buff.
I just want to be healthy. Like, I want to live a long, healthy life. I want to be able to... I don't want to be in a nursing home. I don't want to be in a wheelchair.
I don't want anybody wiping my butt.
Yeah, and those are important to me. That's me. You know, I see society and I'm like, nope, don't want to live in a nursing home. Don't ever want to be in a nursing home, so don't ever put me in a nursing home. I want to be like my grandfather, who is, you know, 94 years old and still able to get up out of bed and walk around. Why? Because he even told us, yeah, he... You know, by 94, did not have the greatest of health, but
yeah, at some point in my life,
he was driving around and he didn't need anybody. Nope. You know, he was still going to the gym, and now, you know, like his last year, he was deteriorating. But I mean, it's 94.
But he got a lot of things taken away from him that he was doing regularly to stay healthy.
Yeah, this past year didn't help him, but he definitely, you know, that's what I want. He wasn't in a nursing home. He had his condo and he had his lake house that he still had and. You know, and he had things.
His pontoon boat. He always sent us on the pontoon boat and refused to let anybody else drive.
That's my drive. You know, like, I don't want to be that sick person who's...
Sorry, this car is flying through our subdivision.
I don't want to be that guy who's who's in the nursing home or in that wheelchair. Unless, like, it's, you know, something that I can't control. But these are the things that I can control.
Yep.
So I'm going to do everything I can in my power to make sure I'm eating healthy, eating those vegetables, getting enough sleep. Making my fitness a priority, and that's it. Like, I'm not doing CrossFit. Like I said, I'm doing the open, but I'm not. To me, yesterday, you know, not finishing that workout. It's more of like I just want to finish the workouts. Mm-hmm. I want one time to finish one of these damn workouts. But it's not for anything other than myself. It's not because I want to be high on the leaderboard. I really don't care.
It just shows your progress, your improvement. It's like your own just. Kind of markers for yourself.
So what I'm saying there, though, in this whole in that spiel was, to me, it's weird when people are like, "Well, I want to, but."
And to me, I don't think it's weird. What I think is okay is we need to know that your priorities are your responsibility, and be honest about what that is. If you're in, say, maybe you're in a corporate job and like. It's really important for you to have nice things and provide for your family and your significant other doesn't work and you have kids, like work is a priority then.
Of course.
If you have young kids, they are a priority. If you travel, if you have other family members you care, like
you can have multiple.
Again, what's reality? Like, yeah, you can have multiple priorities, but at the same time, like just be honest about what that is right now. I have tons of people that I know who are like, look, I've spent the last, I knew 100% I was going to spend 5 years climbing the corporate ladder, and that was my only sole goal. Now that I'm where I want to be, I'm here to maintain my business relationships, but now I get to do other things and make them a priority, like working on my health and fitness again. Fine. That's great. Like, let's be real. And I feel like sometimes people feel like they're getting judged because their priorities are what they are, and I wish that we could take that up out. Because I think if people had more freedom to feel okay with, like, voicing their priorities and had that choice, they would be more honest about it. But I think people feel that they need to say certain things are priority, even though they're, like, they're definitely not.
Mm-hmm. That or, you know, like, you have intentions. You think it's what you need to do. Like, I need to be at the gym or I want to be at the gym, but, like, are you doing that because it's something you want? Like, or... Is it not a priority, but like you just hang on to it and we're chasing
you. Just think.
You. Like, yeah, like what are we doing here? You come in once a month or maybe you show up, you did the trial, you signed up for a week and then you fell off or, you know, you came for 6 months and then you just stopped and then it's like, we're reaching out to you, where are you at? Where are you at? And it's like every excuse in the book almost, you know, like I said, I hear a lot, you know, work and I understand that work is a priority and we all have to put food on the table. But at some point, like, well, I get work's important, but like, where can we make up the other time? Well,
what other things don't need to be social media? Like I said, I just was talking to one of my one-on-one clients about this because he got a new position and job in his job, and his job is really important to him, but so is his fitness. And so he was struggling and had some of these internal struggles, but we realized I had to make a map of everything that he's responsible for, and then from that, make a list. What's a priority? Like, for him, cleaning his house and having a very clean house is a huge priority. And I'm like, I get that. But you've been with us now for 4 years. Your kids are pretty grown. Have you started delegating these priorities? And he was like, I never like really thought about that. I'm like, yeah, just because things are acquired doesn't mean you have to do that. If you have the ability to delegate cleaning to your kids or your significant others, like I'm more than willing to cook or do anything else, like utilize that. But we think that because certain things are a priority to us that we have to be the one to do that. Mm-hmm. My gym's a priority to me, but marketing sure as shit isn't my forte, and that's Dave. You know, and vice versa. Like, I can still have a successful business, and like, for whatever reason, if Dave didn't want to do marketing, we'd probably outsource or figure something else out. Like, and like, that's, I think, like a roundabout way how to clear up some of your plates. Mm-hmm. Take off some of those things.
Just also breaking it down. Like, mm-hmm. Okay. One, I've told this to two clients that are having a difficult time finding time, and it was like, it is okay to tell your job, like, mm-hmm. sorry, but my health is a priority to me. You don't have to give 1,000% to the job who, I get it, they're paying your salary, but like, if you're scheduled till 7, then why are you there till 9? They're not paying you for that. Like, is it giving you any benefit, or is it just kind of, then it makes the, well, sorry, I didn't come in today, work got busy. And like, now you're kind of almost like self-sabotaging, mm-hmm. allowing the work to get in the way of it. Whereas it's like, you know, you don't have to give all the time. Like, you know, occasionally fine. But like, you also have to understand, and you can talk to their job and say, you know, I'm sorry, I'm not staying because the gym is a priority, or I want my health to be a priority.
Maybe their business is a priority to them though. And that's why I'm saying there's other alternatives.
Right.
Like, can you be smarter? Are you efficiently using your time, or are you really just fucking around at work? Are you letting meetings overtake and last longer than they should? Are you fidgeting around on social media when you're supposed to be doing emails or stocking shelves or whatever else? Like, again, let's be realistic about what reality is. And then go from there. Can you delegate some of your tasks to other people so that the work still gets done, the pride is still there, the priority is still taken care of, mm-hmm. but now you have the ability to go do other things while it's being taken care of. And I think it's just, we have to really sit down and we have to, like I said, list out all these actions, list out all these things. What does your day look like? And then, like, really figure it out. Like, as my actions reflecting my priorities? If I say health and fitness is a priority, but I'm ordering fast food and I'm going out and I'm staying late at work and I'd rather go spend the weekend, you know, fishing, clearly fitness isn't a priority. Mm-hmm. And you're just using these things as crutches so that you don't have to admit that. If we have obstacles in our way and we tell people like, oh, I got stuck at work, or oh, I had this thing, or, you know, blah, 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 are you simply using it as a crutch so that people don't judge you, I would say, I guess. I don't care. It's your choice. But you tell me you want help with fitness and health, and I'm here to help you. I will give you 150%, but I need that back from you.
Yeah. It's the old adage, we can lead you to water, but we can't make you drink.
Nope.
I can show you all the tools, you know, that's what we're here for. You want health and fitness, okay? You want to have a better life, a healthier life, move better, look better, that's us, that's what we're here for.
Have better memories, have better time with family.
But, like, at some point, we need reciprocation. It's almost like if you came in with a bad attitude and you only gave, you know, a half-assed mm-hmm. workout, you know, like... Okay, well, did you have a great workout? Did you even break a sweat there? Like, you have to give some try to the workout.
This is one of my questions I ask my clients when we do their monthly check-ins. Do you feel that the actions you've taken in the last week, 2 weeks, month have brought you, have been leading you to your goals? Yes, no, or maybe, and why? Because when we ask that question and you tell me yes and I ask why and you can't tell me why, and you're no closer to your goals, again, we're lying to ourselves. If you tell me no, but then like can't give me a reason no, and you are closer to your goals, sometimes we're too hard on ourselves. So this is this middle ground. So I really like that question. Are the actions you've taken in the last X amount of time getting you close to your goals? Yes, no, maybe. Why?
Yeah, it's a good question. And you have to answer the why. You can't just be, because I think so. You know, I mean, it has to be like, well, I have made it a priority to make sure that I come to the gym. Mm-hmm. And like, we give you all the tools. I mean, we give away prizes if you're committed to the gym, and we give you on the committed club.
Yeah.
You know, if you've
done it from at home workouts.
Even if you just said, you know what, I was too busy, I couldn't make it in the gym today, but you know what, I'm gonna do the at home version, because we have versions that don't have any equipment.
Yeah.
You can certainly do it at home, and then at least you did something. But like, I guess another thing I just want to point out to other people is, if we're having trouble with time management, or like, I just can't do it because of work, I get it. You know, maybe work does have stringent rules. You know, you work till 7, but they expect you to be there.
Or your commute times suck.
So like, well, let's sit down. We can help you time manage and look at things that maybe could help you. Maybe we look at a different time class, right? Maybe that's, mm-hmm. maybe it's just, okay, I can't make that one class anymore. The class that I used to come to. So maybe let's look at the schedule. We can help you evaluate, like, okay, what other class could fit in your schedule. You just have to change up your routine a little bit. So your current routine doesn't work for what you used to do, and that's fine. You know, maybe we just have to change it up a bit. So we have to change those triggers. Okay, maybe you have to get up earlier to go to that earlier class.
But in order to do that, it truly has to be a priority. If I ask you, well, what about doing this? You're like, nope, not willing to do it. What about doing this? Nope, not willing to do it. What about this? Nope, not willing. Do you really fucking want it?
Yeah.
Or are you just saying it because it sounds good?
You know, and to be honest, time-wise, I'm going to be honest, you don't have no excuse anymore.
Fuck, no.
Because we have 24/7 access. And I get it. You have to pay for that access. It comes down to pennies a day.
You have an open gym at 5:15 to 8 p.m.
You can't make, let's just say you're like, well, I like to come to class. Well, like, even if you came in and did something, even if you jumped on a bike for 20 minutes, it's better than doing nothing. Even if you came in and said, you know what, I can't make class. And plenty of people do this. We tell you all the time. This is why we have open gym. You come in, you can look at the board. We're there. I'm not going to lead you through the class, but I can...
I can't help you.
I can tell you, like, here's what you're gonna need to do, and then set you up. And like, boom, you can hammer it out really quick in open gym time, you know, because that's all the time I got. Maybe I've only got from 2 to 2:30. Come in, get that
done.
Well,
it's a 30-minute workout, Dave. I don't have that much time.
Well, you know what? The other day I was running late on my time, and I had to be ready 10 minutes prior to class. So it was a 30-minute time cap, and I had to stop at 25 minutes because it was like, I said 25 minutes, even though it's a 30-minute workout, is better moving for 25 minutes than not moving for zero.
Exactly. So. You just, like, said what I wanted to iterate to people is, like, we get in our head that if we don't do X, nothing matters. Yep. But I'm like, dude, there are whole other letters until we get to X. You know what I mean? Like, you can't, like you said, you can do things. I tell my clients all the time, can you go for a 5-minute walk? Can you go for a 10-minute walk? Can you, do a couple minutes of stretching? Like, doing that little bit will help you with that motivation, will help you with those triggers, will help you reset those things so that you can push forward. It doesn't have to look exactly like what I do, you do, or anyone else does.
Mm-hmm. So open gym time, 24/7 maybe is an option, you know, for those people who are like, man, I just get off and then we're closed at 8. Yeah, I get it. You can't make class. But I know plenty of people who swing by 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night and start working out because that's just what their schedule is. Or, you know, you have two perfect days on the weekend if you're off. And I know somebody's there now because the motion sensors on the cameras are going off. So you come in and you...
I'm going to guess Ben. No, it's a little late for bed.
You just go into the gym on a weekend, you know, because you know what? Saturday and Sunday, it's perfect time. No one's usually going to be there. Go in and get your workout in. There's 2 days. 2 days right there.
Yeah, absolutely. Class is better. Everybody's like, oh, but class is so much more fun. And this, again, how bad do you want? I just made this post this week. How bad do you want to change? Because if you're going to say that it only relies on being coached by us or being in a class with other people, then you don't have the internal motivation anyway. And then at some point, there's not going to be much I can do for you. But if you're like, I'm willing to make anything work. Like someone sat on my desk 2 weeks ago and was talking about nutrition. And I asked her straight out. I said, what will you do to get your goals and get healthy and happy? Anything. I looked at her. I said, are you sure? She said, absolutely anything. And all we did was make a small goal, and she already messaged me this week that she's taken action on that small goal and had breakfast every day since we've talked. That's it. That is someone who wants to change. And Nicole, if you're listening to this, I'm so proud of you because that is what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
I can give her, like you said, all the tools. I can tell her all the things, but if she didn't want to do it, no one's going to make her make breakfast. I can't go to her house.
Right. Yeah. Great.
So...
action versus intention. You say you want it, but what actions are you doing to take to do it,
yep.
to actually want it. So basically, if you take nothing else from here, if you want change, you're gonna, or you want to do something, you have to take action on being able
something. I don't care what it is, any action.
Yep, whatever it is. I mean, it could be like, I want $1,000. Okay, well, how are you gonna get that $1,000, right? Or you want to be a millionaire? I want to make $100,000 this year. Okay, is it just going to show up in your bank account? No, you're gonna have to do some type of action to go out there and make.
I went out and bought a lottery ticket.
Okay, that's taking some action.
That's taking action, right? It doesn't always have to be right.
Only. Yes, it is.
Just do something, because what happens.
You're relying on that lottery ticket.
Yeah. Well, what eventually will happen, right, for most people is like, I bought a lottery ticket a few times. I didn't win the money. Okay, now I have to think of a new action. That one didn't work.
Yep.
Wrong trigger. Now what? Fuck. Now I got to go get a job.
That or, yeah, exactly. Like, there's ways for everything. Mm-hmm. If you want something, you need, there has to be.
And if you're not willing to take action or change your actions to get what you want, you didn't really want it.
And this topic can get pretty in-depth. So, like, if you guys are having trouble, like, comprehending or, like, figuring that out, that's what a goal session's for. If you find yourself as one of these people who, you know, is on our board as a retention risk, yeah. and you're having trouble getting into the gym or finding those, you know, these little, like, triggers, or how do I come up with this? Like, I don't see it. Have somebody from an outside perspective look at it with you.
Or that, or just talking it out loud will walk you through what you need to do.
Mm-hmm. And we've always said this too, like, you know, again, okay, you only have a half hour. Even if we break down your day by time slots and you're like, shit, yeah, you really only have a half hour. I get it. Class is an hour long. Mm-hmm. But like we've said, you could go do a quick jog. You could go do for a walk. If you could come in the gym, or even just jump on a bike. Even if you're late, let's just say you're like, I've had a nap before. People are like, well, I was on my way to the gym and then I was 10 minutes late and I didn't want to interrupt class. So then come in, sign into Open Gym, and go in the back and jump on a rower or a bike or something.
Or again, I tell people all the time, and I know that you guys laugh at this, but when someone comes in late or is whatever, I'm always like, you're here and I appreciate you. Because I really do. You're keeping that intention pure and honest and doing the action. Yeah. And I'd much rather you be, I don't prefer it, don't get me wrong.
But we understand it.
But I do understand it happens sometimes, and I do understand certain jobs and things are changing and a lot of people are struggling. Like, I would rather you be 10 minutes late than you to just go home and do nothing.
Yep. Yep. You know, you may not have gotten the warm up that we wanted, but at least you came in.
Then let's take it a little easier in the workout while we're getting started.
Exactly. But yeah. If you guys are lost and you need help, come see us with a goal session. We'd love to sit down and kind of help you.
Yeah,
if
even
we can.
Just text us. I don't care. Whatever you need to do to get it done.
We're here for you. That's what we're here. We're here to make sure that your health and fitness is your priority. But again, we can give you all the tools, but you need to make those action. So I'm telling you, book that goal session or reach out to us.
That's action steps.
So those are your actions. What are you going to do now?
Yeah.
We encourage you to do so. So we'll see you guys on the next episode. Remember, stay classy and enjoy this weather. It's supposed to be beautiful this week, guys. It is going to be upper 50s and 60s.
And we appreciate you.
We do. Bye. Thanks for joining us this week on the podcast.
If you wish to follow us, you can find us on YouTube, Facebook, or Instagram at Peak Performance FF. Don't forget to subscribe to the show on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you like to listen to your podcasts.
While you're at it, if you found value in the show, we'd appreciate a 5-star review.
Unless there's a problem, shoot us a message first.
If you can help us get our message out to others, please share the show with a friend. Doing so helps us make more of an impact on people's lives.
See you on the next episode.